Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. Well, it's not morning, it's actually afternoon. It just feels like morning.
Oh, it is. So, how's the day today?
It's busy, but, you know, I needed to make the time so we could talk, so.
Okay, that's
it,
great.
They're always busy.
Yep, I got your document with the changes, but I do have some couple of questions related to the things which you mentioned in it. So,
sure.
Are you in front of the computer right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so the first thing which you mentioned, that is to replace everything on the About Me page with the following. So, basically, the top letters, you mentioned that this is for the About Me section, right?
Yeah, on that About Me page, yeah.
Okay, till the words which says the was also selected, right?
I'm sorry, what was that, David? I didn't have the phone near
my ear. I'm saying the last words, which is we have till the start from the recap and ends on was also selected, right? This also will go under, this whole will go under the About Me page, right?
Let's see. I'm trying to see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I tell you what. Everything down to starting with the words Rick Hoppe has thought, down to the words.
It says the day just fade away was also selected.
No, although it... it goes all the way down to they end their own lives. That's on page 3.
Let me see. Okay, so it ends on determined letter, right?
It ends on what? Sorry, I'm sorry. What
it ends on Texas in April and others to be determined later, right?
No, in the next page, there's two small paragraphs.
Yeah, I can see that. Like one we have with the About Me page, and underneath that we have the picture with some description of the picture, three pictures with the three description, and underneath that we have three different lines for the picture, I think, right? It says with its, I got you. So it ends on darkness when they end their own lips, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the whole paragraph along with the pictures will go under the About Me page.
Yeah, I think that would be the best. It would give some punch to that About Me page.
Okay, I got you, because this is the only thing which I am having a hard time to understand where we will going to upload the pictures and along with the big content there. So I got you. And as far as the, like, everything is good to go with this, the other changes which you mentioned, everything is good with it. And as you mentioned that you want your website to be mobile-friendly as well. So if you remember, we had a conversation about that. If you want your website to be mobile-friendly as well, so we need to design the size of every screen size of the, like, phone. Let's say if someone is using your website over the iPhone, if someone is using your website over the Android, so the size and the design of your website will be according to that. So we need to design it, the all size screens, and as soon as someone opens your website on any of the mobile, so your screen size of your website will be according to that.
I vaguely recall that. The first page doesn't really like to show up.
Yeah, like that's why I said your website is not responsive, not user-friendly for mobile users. We need to do it if you want it.
Oh, yeah, I'm afraid that you do, because everybody uses their phone now.
Yeah, definitely. This is very important to get the website opens over the mobile phones. And as you know, that like everyone has their own kinds of phones, own like someone is using the iPhone, someone is using the Android, so every phone has its own screen size. So as soon as if I'm the iPhone user and I'm opening your website over the iPhone, so definitely the screen size of my screen is different as compared to the Android user. So we need to design the website again and again according to the size of the mobiles. Let's say the iPhone 14 will be launched in the next couple of months, so we need to design your website again according to the size of the iPhone 14 screen. So this is the thing.
Yeah, I know, and I am just in a position right now where money is a problem. In
like
another couple of months, money will not be a problem, but for right now, money is a real problem.
Yeah, but just to doing the fact that you are not able to afford this thing, I will definitely give you the most affordable cost, which will be under your budget for sure. And this will just going to be a one-time fee. There is no monthly or yearly charges. Let's say if any other mobile is launched, so definitely you don't need to pay for that this week. This is just going to be the one-time fee for that. Yep.
Tell you what, you really need to squeeze that money and try to figure it out. Let me see if I can figure it out. I just don't know where. I'm just in a real hurt for right now. Damn it.
If you can just allow me a quick second. If you can allow me a quick second,
sure.
So I can help check the pricing for this and give you the discounted price, which is definitely will be under your budget. I can make sure of this, okay? Just give me a quick moment. Sure, just a stay on call.
All righty.
Okay, so Rick, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've just checked the pricing for this. Normally, we charge for this is around like $1,250. But, however, I know that you already invest with us for more of the things. So definitely, I will give you the discount. So after the discounts, you will get this thing for the lifetime in just $950.
How much? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
$950 only, just for the lifetime. No monthly or no yearly charges for this. Just because of you only.
Oh, man.
Just because of you.
Yeah, I know. Hold on while I take a look at...
Sure.
Let me close that. Open that. I tell you what, I need to do this. Doggone it. I am just getting my credit card paid down. Doggone it.
Like, after that, we are good to go to get this website live, and your mobile users will going to see your website as well onto the mobile phones. There is no more charges or nothing else after this.
Okay, let me give you a different credit card.
Sure.
You ready? You ready, David?
Yep.
Okay. zero
4060 956
mm-hmm. Yeah, 9567 5407 4765 Expiration is 10/22
Just give me a quick moment. 10/22
Sure.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And security number is 361
Just give me a 361, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just give me a quick moment. Yep. Rick, can you please confirm me your zip code?
76522
76522 Just give me a quick moment.
Sure.
Okay, so Rick, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, so the payment has been processed, and we'll be sending this website to my developers as well to design it according to the screen size of mobile users. And as well as, I have one more question related to the Gmail, like the prince@rickhop.com. So this email, we need to create it for you, right?
Which one was that? I'm sorry. Which one of those? I will create those. Those I already have the domain and the email.
So you already created that?
I can create it in minutes.
I will do it for you. You don't need to worry about that. I already
okay,
have my developer to create this email for you as well.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Okay, so let me just follow this to my developers, and in the next 48 hours, you will get the update with these changes, and then we are good to go, okay?
All right, sounds good. I look forward to it.
Yep, thank you. Have a wonderful day.
All right, thank you. Talk to you later.
Yep, bye-bye.